And a sore throat, a disease children used to get, a
strep throat.
Or it would kill them sometimes. They're vaccinated against it now. The choke up.
Yeah, whooping cough.
Or dip.
Diphtheria. Diphtheria.
Uh-huh. And a disease where your skin and eyeballs turn yellow.
Yellow jaundice? Yellow jaundice? Yeller. You can cut that off a minute if you want to.
When you have a pain down here and have to have an operation, you say you've got
appendicitis?
Okay. And someone ate something that didn't agree with them and it came back up, he'd say he had to
throw up.
Any nicer ways of saying that?
Spit up, vomit.
Does vomit sound nicer than throw up?
No, I like to use throw up.
What about a crude way of saying it? A vulgar.
Puke.
Uh-huh. And if someone threw up, you said he was sick. Where?
In his stomach.
Okay. And if a boy was spending a lot of time with a girl, he kept on going over to the same girl's house, he's seriously interested in her, you'd say that he's...
Going steady, in love.
Any old-fashioned expression?
Going steady, yeah, courting, but I don't use it. I don't think we use it anymore.
Uh-huh. And he would be called her...
Boyfriend.
And she would be his...
Girlfriend.
And he came home with lipstick on his collar. His little brother would say he had been...
Smooching.
Okay. People use the term smooching now?
I don't think as much. Now it's petting. I don't know what it is now. Tell you the truth. It's been so long. Making out. I don't know.
Say if the girl stopped letting the boy come over to see her, you'd say that she did what to him? She
broke off. Broke up.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they broke up.
He asked her to marry him, but she...
Said no. But she refused.
Okay. And they were engaged, and all of a sudden she...
Quit him.
Okay. Did you ever hear of turned him down or gave him the axe or
engaged? Yeah. Gave him the cold shoulder. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Shut him the road.
Yeah.
Did you ever hear that?
Shut him the road. Yeah, but it's not nothing I have used. I would say quit going with him. That's about it.
But if she didn't turn him down, you'd say they went ahead and got...
Married.
Any joking ways of saying got married?
Hitched.
Uh-huh. Is that murdered? Got what?
Murdered.
The people?
Yeah, it's sort of a joke in my life. Hitched, I think, is more used.
Who?
A joke.
Hitched. At a wedding, the boy that stands up with the groom is the...
Best man.
And the woman that stands up with the bride.
Well, maid of honor or matron of honor, I guess.
Uh-huh. You remember hearing about a long time ago if people in the community would get married, other people would come by their house at night and make a lot of noise?
Yeah, but I don't know what this would be called. I have heard about it.
Uh-huh.
Doesn't happen now, do it?
Yeah, sometimes.
Do it. Does it?
What is that called? I know it.
Did you ever hear serenade or chivalry?
I've heard of serenade, but it wasn't a married couple. It was just like a man singing to a woman on the balcony, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been serenaded.
Me either. I guess we missed something along the line.
How do you use the terms up, down, or over? Like, if you've gone to Gainesville, you'd say...
I wouldn't say I went over or up or down. I would say I went to Gainesville.
Would you say
down
over?
South, up north, over to Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
Over would be east or west, up and down, north and south as far as places.
Uh-huh. And